RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
First of all, public service announcement. Fitzy, 802 is Vermont. You idiot.
Sorry.
That's not me talking. That's one of the texters. Others said things I can't say on the radio. But.
That is. Okay, fine. That is it. Yes. Okay, my bad. I mean, Utah's 80 something. So have fun up there in Vermont.
80 and something.
Utah's 801. We checked that during the break. Andy, you're good at the rhyming game. You want to rhyme some of the other insults that are on the text line?
No, I do not. I do not at all. I think it's interesting. I almost ended my radio career making a generalization about a religion that wasn't even an appropriate comparison.
Well, I apologize for nothing. Sorry about that. You know, people do say that Vermont is the Utah of New England.
Do they really say that?
No,
they
don't. No one has ever said that before.
We're the first.
So you heard that play from Drake May. So we know Drake May can make plays, correct? A lot of them.
He's pretty good at being a playmaker. Yeah, like the arm, the thinking, the improvisation, the legs. Plus, also, I don't know if you heard, Andy, he's 6'5", 230.
Yeah, I did hear that. And the more I think about that, maybe the reason the Patriots are so good is all these guys have these chips on his shoulder. Clearly, Drake May has a chip on his shoulder, thinks he's as tough as any defensive lineman out there. We just talked to Marcus Jones. We know Marcus Jones has told us he thinks he's the biggest guy in every collision he has with offensive linemen, wide receivers, whatever. The head coach clearly thinks he's the toughest guy in every room he walks in. Is this maybe a reason for this chip on their shoulder, a reason for their success?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 230 pounds, 6'5". I think it's a little harder to light me up than you think.
That gets funnier every time I hear it.
I can't believe that you use that phrasing.
Why?
How come more guys don't light you up? Because if I was out there, I'd want to light you up.
Like, no. I would want to if I was out there inside the frame of a 310-pound defensive tackle. I would try to.
Oh, so if you could just put on like an Iron Man mech or something like that. Oh, okay.
Or like, I don't know, a Christian Barmore suit. If you give me a Christian Barmore suit, then yes, I'm looking to light up Drake May if he tries to block me on one of these reverses.
Okay, now back to your original point. This team has an attitude. Not an attitude problem, but this team definitely has an attitude.
Yes, and
they
love it.
They all have chips. They all think they're badasses. They're all a bunch of MFers. And I love that. They hit hard. Like, who exemplifies that more than Christian Ellis? Guy seems like the nicest dude in the world. You know, he himself, a dad as well, well-spoken on his midday appearances. Then he gets out there and hits like he wants to end someone's life.
Yes, Dan Ball.
And if you needed any example of where that attitude comes from, I direct you to the sideline yesterday at the end of the first half when Mike Vrabel took a timeout, turned to his quarterback, and said, blank him. And that's exactly where that comes from.
But not even just said it. If you watch that clip, he did it with like the Conor McGregor strut or something. Like he's had a little swag. F him. Like he was feeling himself. He was feeling really good about. Oh, now, obviously, they're blowing out the Jets. It's the Jets, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do think it's trickle down economics. It's trickle down chip on shoulder or attitude or confidence, whatever you want to call that. But I will also say the quarterback reins that in. I think the quarterback does a really good job. Drake May, we know he can make plays, but he's learned to rein it in. I want you to think, how many stupid plays has Drake May made over the last, let's say, month? How many stupid plays, like losable, just what the bleep are you doing, Drake kind of plays?
I always hate saying stupid. It's such an insulting word. Bad, boneheaded. Jesus. But yeah, okay. I don't know, one maybe?
Yeah.
Like tops. I'm not even sure which one it was, but I'd say one.
I would agree. Now I watched
the interception against the Ravens. Like that was kind of a boneheaded play. He forced that one.
I watched the second half of the Eagles and Bills game yesterday, and I think you could argue Josh Allen made a half dozen idiotic plays, stupid plays, boneheaded plays, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Allen is supposedly the best football player on the planet, is definitely the reigning MVP. And that had me thinking. Heading into the postseason, we tend to fixate on the positive, the optimism, like which guy can make plays. Oh, the Texans defense is so good. All these things. But if you flip that script, who is more likely to make a game losing play? Who's more likely to make a play for either the Bills or the Patriots that ends their season? Is it Josh Allen, who's been there, done that in the playoffs? Or is it the first-time playoff participant, Drake May? And I have a very strong answer, but I would like you to go first, Fitzy.
The same guy that is just as likely to make a heroic game-saving or season-extending play is the same guy that is likely to make a boneheaded, why did you do that, you forced it there play, and that's Josh Allen.
Absolutely. And that was on full display yesterday when he had that weird fumble. He didn't think it was a fumble, didn't chase it down, led to their score. He had the sack. I don't even know how many yards he lost, but he took them out of field goal range. It was so bad that Gronk was articulately ripping them on the postgame show for that play. He made a number of plays that, and he's capable of the great ones. I'm not saying he's not. But he made a number of plays that were not necessarily in the best interests of the Buffalo Bills and his team. And it shouldn't be that way, right? The 23-year-old, first-year, full-time starter probably should be still making more of those plays. And the aged MVP guy who's gone toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. But yet, if I'm a Bills fan, I still worry a little bit about Josh Allen in crunch time.
Yeah, but Drake's made mistakes and learned from it. I think this is the difference also.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In having like a young offensive coordinator who's almost your age in Joe Brady versus with Josh Allen, versus having someone that is easily old enough to be his dad, if not almost a grandfather, in Josh McDaniels, like who's been around and relates to him in a totally different capacity as well. Drake is demonstrating the ability to stumble, fall, pick himself up, and learn, whereas Josh Allen keeps just trying to do a little too much. And again, he'll make the superhero play, and then he'll make the super zero play.
And I think it's weird because one of the things, so we've talked about the easy schedule, just different things about what people are going to doubt about the Patriots heading into the postseason, whether they're sure. two seed, one, whatever. One thing they're going to doubt or question is, what's Drake May going to look like in a postseason game? You asked Marcus Jones about it, right? This is going to be the biggest game that, not just because it's the next one in a couple weeks, Drake, but actually literally the biggest game you've ever played in, mm-hmm. postseason football, win or go home. There are people that wonder, oh, will the spot be too big for him? Will the spotlight be too bright for him? Whereas in reality, I think you can ask that question about the quarterback on the Buffalo Bills who, Dan Ball, you brought this up to me when we were talking about some of these issues, doesn't seem to trust his team and therefore tries to do too much everything at all times. Meanwhile, I got Drake May throwing to Efton Chisholm with confidence and not caring who's out there and just making plays. Josh Allen seems like he's a mistake waiting to happen.
Yeah, the two mindsets around the targets are almost 180 degrees different from one another, where it seems like Drake May is embracing, all right, this guy's lining up as a wide receiver, I'm going to get it to him. Where yesterday and in weeks past, you've seen him trust Dalton Kincaid. And past that, not really anybody, to the point where he was going downfield to Brandon Cooks, 2025 Brandon Cooks. Yes. So yeah,
made a great catch, by the way,
and he did. And I'm not taking
like 2015 Brandon Cooks. That was awesome,
right? Exactly. And every now and again, the broken clock will be right, and he can do that. But yeah, I see a guy who is trying to overcompensate for the fact that he looks downfield and goes, "Who the hell am I supposed to get the ball to right now?"
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines for this little mistake comparison between May and Josh Allen. We'll go to Alex in the car. What's up, Alex?
So I am a Chiefs fan, and I've been watching Josh Allen in the playoffs for years. And it's always been his team that messes it up with the game on the line and not him. Because in the 13 seconds game, you gave him the ball. He gave his team the opportunity to win the game and go to the Super Bowl the AFC Championship mm-hmm. with 13 seconds, and the defense blew it. And then, you know, Tyler Bass misses the kick wide left or whatever, wide right, you know, Bills fashion. And then, you know, the first down, you know, the Bills have had the rules changed for them so many times, and it's not because Josh Allen messes it up. It's because his team can't finish, and that's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Alex.
And he's got a lousy coach, too. I'm not a fan.
I 100% agree. If you wanted to expand this comparison, which coach is going to do something that loses his team a football game? Is it Sean McDermott or Mike Vrabel?
He did it yesterday. Don't go for two there.
Does it every day. He does it every game. I swear he has many, like, panic attacks on the sideline. Like, the end of game, he's like, oh, my God, the game is on the line. What do we do here? And he just, like, blurts something out and has no idea what he's doing. And I agree with the caller. Historically for Josh Allen, I don't know that I agree with him right now. I've watched a lot of Josh Allen this year, and I don't know if it's what Dan is talking about, the trust factor. He knows that he doesn't have a lot that he can turn to or whatever, but he's dangerous and not in a good way this year for his football team.
He's trying to do too much because, again, let's go back to that whole point that they made this morning on ESPN that I parroted a little while ago. This is their worst team with their best opportunity. There's no Mahomes. You've got a banged up Ravens team. There's no Burrow. This should have been the year. The path was cleared perfectly for Buffalo to go to the big game and finally end their drought. And instead, they're botching it up because they just don't have the roster. They just don't have the talent around him, and he's trying to do too much.
I wonder if he's thinking about that. I wonder if he realizes, oh, no Mahomes, no Burrow, maybe no Lamar. It's this young guy that's compared to me, so I should be able to beat him. People are going to hold this against me. People are going to use this to sort of, you know, magnify my legacy or inability to get over the hump. I wonder if he's actually thinking about that in a weird way, you know, not necessarily play by play, but maybe when right. he goes home and he's talking to, what's his wife's name? She was taking
Haley Steinfeld.
And she was taking shots at the Patriots. Did you see that when they
what?
Maybe we'll do that in odds and ends a little bit later. Maybe learn the team who owns the division. Maybe know who they are.
Haley
Steinfeld or Seinfeld or whatever the hell your name is. But I do wonder, and I just think Josh Allen is making more mistakes than he should be making at this point in his career. And if you made me bet a significant amount of money on who makes the bigger mistake this January, I would bet on Josh Allen. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. How are you feeling about your Patriots? What's the argument for them being a Super Bowl contender? And what's the argument against them? Everybody has their warts in the National Football League this year. I cleaned it up for Dan Ball. He didn't like the word I used earlier. Every team has its warts, including the Patriots. What is their wart that you're most worried about as the postseason draws near? And at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Drake May again. We had a fun Patriots Monday interview here on WEEI Afternoons. That's all next with your phone calls. 14 Suckies.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.